The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. You Shall Not Desecrate the Sabbath. March 29, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord God. You shall not desecrate the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, which I have commanded you to remember, and keep holy. For as I had spoken it to my servant Moses, so it is, and shall be, even to this day. And as I had spoken it before the congregation, so shall it be done. Yea, with the blowing of the great trumpet, with lightnings and thunderings, did I declare my law. Before the tribes of Israel, and in the presence of angels, did I put my power on open display. Behold, by my own finger was it engraven upon tablets of stone, and by the power of my Spirit, is it established within the hearts of the penitent. Yet the churches of men forsake the law, and the peoples of this world seek to tear down my commandments. Thus they shall surely die. For transgression of the law is sin, and the penalty of sin is death. Yet a new covenant I have sent to you in Yahushua, the Messiah, to save you from the penalty of that which you have forsaken. Therefore, you shall live because of him, and set your steps aright, according to that which he upholds, and has magnified in himself, he being the only one who is without sin, having kept every tittle of the law, blameless. For it is written, it is easier for the heavens and the earth to pass away, than for one tittle of the law to fail. For the Spirit of the law is shown in the Messiah's vesture, he being the same one who taught you the law anew, by his example, and by his every word and deed. For the law is fulfilled in the Messiah. Indeed, he is the goal at which the Torah aims. Thus he is the Lord of the law, and of the Sabbath. So then give answer, O churches of men. If he is the Lord of the Sabbath, having obeyed my every command, why do you not follow him? You say you follow him, and honor me, yet most assuredly I say to you, you shall all be found liars, in the day of reckoning, says the Lord. And you, O church, called Roman and Catholic, how we mourn for you. For you have been judged, and shall be left utterly desolate, in the day of the Lord's anger. You say you speak for me, and have the Messiah's authority, yet I tell you, you have trampled upon the grave of the resurrected one, making his sacrifice of no effect. Woe to all, who blaspheme the Spirit. Throughout your generations, you have not ceased from transgressing the law by your traditions. Even to this day, you embrace every foul and contemptible doctrine, reveling in those things I hate. Behold, you pollute the name of the Messiah by all you say and do, as you lead the people astray. O unholy church of adulteries, mother of all fornications and lies, your destruction draws near. You have become Egypt. Let my people go. Stop desecrating my Sabbaths. The seventh day is the Sabbath, which I had ordained from the beginning. Cease from your heresies, hold your tongue from your blasphemies, turn back from this wicked way you have chosen, and repent, and I may yet have mercy upon you. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. Therefore heed my words, and bow down, O unholy church of men. Hear the word of the Lord, and be broken in pieces. For the Holy One is coming quickly, and will take from you his own. He shall snatch them from your very breast. And no more shall my children receive nourishment from you. No more shall they be held captive under the veil of your deceptions. The light shall be taken from you, and you shall be left all alone, utterly estranged, on account of your unending adulteries, and for the multitude of your whoredoms, which you performed in my name. Thus your fate lies with him who is coming, the wicked one, who shall lead many into perdition and death. You shall bear him a son, a man who bears the number of his name, his prophet. Yet you will not be alone when desolations come. You and your enemy Ishmael shall receive recompense in full. For you both remain children of your father, the devil. Behold, the mighty and strong one shall return, and take from the earth his own, and great recompense shall be poured out on all nations. He shall come in power and great glory, and judgment shall sit. Yet all who come out from among them and call upon the name of the Holy One of Israel, in spirit, and in truth, shall be delivered, says the Lord.